yesterday at this time. Had to preempt our programming, regularly scheduled as it was, for a Tuesday 24 hours ago. Our Tuesday Top 10 to our coverage, continuing coverage, of the 2025 Mother-in-Law Pickleball Championship Challenge-a-Mania that took place Monday afternoon.
You guys are going to the Super Bowl, no doubt about it.
They should. Mother-in-law-to-be Patricia, Elle's mom, and cousin Cindy, the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
We just got absolutely smoked.
We see you, Cindy.
Both, I think, at the spry age of 70. By their own admission, mm-hmm. They said it on the show. I wouldn't have brought it up. But I'm sore, and they are not. I know that from a report as well from the media.
Yeah, that's not a good indicator of things to come.
70% of the injuries happen to people over 50 years old.
Thanks, Tim in Stephenville. Who we learned that from is good. But I learned a few things. It was a learning, growing experience in the whole process. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us on a Wednesday, day late, with a full top 10. Never short. It's our Tuesday morning top 10 on a Wednesday, straight from the home office from writing staff here in Granbury, Texas. The top 10 things that I, KBJB, Bob the boyfriend, Fred the fiance, whatever they call me over there on the ranch. Top 10 things that I learned playing a pickleball against my soon-to-be mother-in-law and future family members. Top 10 things. I didn't have anybody from the Buckner side. I could have used a little rallying.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the press release.
I'm bad with invitations, as we found out. Tuesday top 10 things that I learned playing a pickleball and getting beaten horribly by my future mother-in-law, such as
number 10.
I think we need to maybe do a drug test for a couple of 70-year-olds and performance enhancing drugs.
I don't think that would be a bad idea.
I'm just saying maybe we just want to keep this on the up and up.
Number nine.
Don't ever arm your future mother-in-law with a paddle. And then
that is
a good one.
I did bean her once. She went towards the net. She got in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
And one went right toward. And I apologized. She said, don't apologize. So
that's
I had to apologize for that.
That's the only time you'll ever hear that in the course of marriage.
Number eight thing I learned playing pickleball, that age is, in fact, truly really simply a number. It is, honestly, it's really all about how you feel. What you believe in song. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Number seven.
That the final score of a pickleball game against your future mother-in-law is simply just a number. It's really, when it comes down to it, all about how you feel and what you believe inside.
I don't think any of that is true. I think you may be a little resentful.
That's how I got sleep last night.
Number six,
that maybe I need to stick to games in which I already excel at.
Will it fall?
I mean, we have a lot of practice.
Yeah. So much athletic prowess.
And we will practice again with you, Will It Float, back at it Thursday morning, straight up at 8 o'clock here at Hank Ethel.
That's tomorrow.
Number five,
the thing I learned while playing pickleball. Tennis is still better.
Number four.
Turns out a game of pickleball versus your future mother-in-law is a lot like global thermonuclear war. In fact, the only way to win is to not play the game. I told her that, too.
You know, they say the only way to win the game is to not play it.
Who says that?
Matthew Broderick.
Sorry, I was going to say him.
Yeah.
He knows.
Maybe a nice game of chess.
Number three.
I honestly won't know how this whole thing went until I see the seating arrangements for the upcoming Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting I'll be with the twins and the kids.
Yeah.
I know.
Number two.
On a card table.
Number two. Don't ever mess with two ladies that know their way around a kitchen. And then finally, number one. The thing that I learned while playing pickleball against my soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Number one.
Well, I better get good with pickleballs because I'm about to hand over the real stuff next
month.
Oh,
great.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you, and we thank all of us that came out and cheered me on.
Stick to radio.
Yeah. Right. Welcome to your real country wake-up call.
Thank you,
Cindy. It's KB and Heather Lee.